Time to go into the vault with Jeff Allen on The Point 94.1.
Hey, it's Jeff Allen. Welcome back. It's time to go into the vault. This podcast takes a look at some of the interviews I've done over the years. This one going back to 2014 when I spoke with Paul Rodgers. Paul Rodgers, arguably a guy who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but isn't. All the years he spent fronting Bad Company and Free and The Firm and all the other acts like The Law, the little side projects. Paul Rodgers is still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he joined me in 2014 to talk about a new solo album called The Royal Sessions, which was recorded in Memphis. So enjoy this trip into the vault with Paul Rodgers from 2014. Good morning, Paul.
Oh, good morning, Jeff.
How are you today, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. It's a real pleasure to be talking with you today.
Thank you.
A man with your career and still, I guess, playing 20 or 30 shows each year. I don't know where you find the energy.
Yeah, I do about 25 shows a year. Yeah, man. I really enjoy it.
And you've been going since, I think, 1968 with Free?
Yeah. Well, actually, even before then, I was probably about 14 when I was in my hometown in Middlesbrough. And we had local bands then, and
Over 90 million records sold over your musical career between Free, Bad Company, and The Firm, not to mention all the side projects, which we're here to talk about a new one today. I did want to mention you got to perform with some friends of mine a few years ago. I think maybe four shows with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, the Trans-Siberian, that was fantastic, yeah.
I talked to some of my friends on that tour that were, I believe, in the Dallas show, and they were just like the ultimate fan kids. They got to play with Paul Rodgers. They couldn't believe it. It was a real thrill for them, as I'm sure it was for you as well, being on stage.
Oh, well, it really was a beautiful experience. I mean, it's a fantastic show. The lights are incredible. They're brilliant musicians. I mean, they did my songs fantastically. We had a ball.
It's something else that collaboration can make that much of a beautiful production with that many people on stage and be that tight.
Yeah, Trans-Siberia, absolutely great.
Well, we're here today talking with Paul Rodgers about your brand new CD, I believe just came out about a little over a month ago, The Royal Sessions. And this is, I guess, your tribute to Memphis music is a good way to put it.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, we want it to be really authentic. This music goes way back with me. I mentioned earlier that I'd started in bands in my hometown, and after we'd done our shows, we would go to a club, and they'd have live bands, but they'd also play this great music from America, you know, all the Stax music, and it really influenced me, and it stayed with me. And it's been part of my DNA right through in terms of the singing, the songwriting, and everything, really. So it was like coming home to play with these guys.
That is great. And I'm a big fan. This is not the first time you've delved into the blues. You were on the Muddy Waters tribute.
Yeah.
And Stone Free, you know, tribute to Jimi Hendrix. So
Yeah. I mean, I do like to reach back and reconnect with these songs that have influenced me, because they energized me. It felt so good to sing these. And with these guys who were such masters of their craft, you know, it was awesome and it was a real honor, actually, to be playing with them.
And you've done such a great job on every song that you've covered from these eras. Everything you record, you put down, you get the greatest musicians together to play with you, and it sounds great when it's all finished.
Well, we did. Thank you. We did everything analog. And I think that's part of the great sound. And my friend Perry Margolov recorded this for me, and he did such a great job on production.
Wow. And this was all recorded at Royal Studios in Memphis, which is just incredible that studio's still there.
Well, it is. And it's still authentic, and it's still very funky. And it has, you know, it has such a history that you can feel the atmosphere when you walk in, especially if you're sensitive to it. You understand that some of the great music was performed and recorded here, and it was such a thrill to play it. There was one time when I noticed a master tape of Ann Peebles' "I Can't Stand the Rain," And I said to the guys, can we do that song? And they said, well, it was recorded here, and we actually played on that. I said, man, we've got to do that song. And actually, there's some electric bongos on it, which we found hidden away in a cupboard from the original track. So we got those out, fixed them up, and we put those on the track. So it was really authentic.
That's a great story. I'm sure what a thrill to record that in that studio using those instruments. What a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, even for someone like you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Welcome back. Time to go back into the vault. Talking with Paul Rodgers in 2014 about a then-new solo album called The Royal Sessions, we're going to talk about the tour that followed that year. And also notice that you're going to be doing a small tour, and it looks like most of the dates that you have are in small, intimate settings.
Well, yes, it's all on the website. I've got a Facebook. It's called Paul Rodgers Official, and all the shows are on there. And I'll be playing songs I wrote with and recorded with Bad Company and Free and The Firm and solo. Plus, I will include a couple of songs from the new CD, The Royal Sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess the only problem with these tour dates is Little Rock is not on this list.
Little Rock is not on the list.
We have to do something about that.
Yeah.
We actually...
Maybe next year.
That would be great. I remember the last time you performed in Little Rock, you played on the river. I don't know if you remember that. It was in the middle of summer, and you mentioned to me how hot it was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've got a nicer air-conditioned place for you to perform now if you can make it back to Little Rock. We'd love to have you back.
I'd love to come.
Speaking with Paul Rodgers about his new CD and tour, The Royal Sessions. Again, everything on this list, I've looked at the track listing, all 10 tracks, and I've had a chance to listen to most of it. Everything sounds so raw and original. It must be something to do with the analog recording.
I think so. You know, the analog does give a full, round sound, and it sounded so great in the cans, you know, when I was actually recording it. And the guys lay down such a great groove that, you know, it raises my game, and it just felt so good to be singing these songs. It felt so natural. A lot of them, even though I've heard them a lot, I hadn't actually stood in front of a microphone with a band behind me ready to play and sung these songs. So a lot of them, it was the first time in that respect. We were just kind of flying with it, and... a lot of the songs opened out towards the end. We'd build to this fantastic climax, and then it would go drop down to a whisper. And we'd build it back up, and it was great doing that.
Well, something else I wanted to mention. You've been keeping busy, as I said at the beginning, but you were out with Queen for a little while as well.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, that's kind of old news now, but yeah, I was out with the Queen, and we had a great time, actually. I was surprised to look around and find that I'd actually been with them for 4 years. We toured the world twice, and we made live DVDs and CDs, and we finished off with a studio album of original material, and I felt it was time for me to move on and do my own thing again.
Okay.
It was great, though.
Well, I wanted to bring it up because they have just announced some new tour dates, and they're going to be sort of coming through this area, and so... there's a chance your paths may cross. I noticed you're playing in Texas. They're playing in Dallas. Yeah.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, when I joined forces with them, they were. It was like they had this fantastic car in the garage with no driver. So it was nice to get them up and running. And they hadn't toured in 14 years at that point. So now
Right. They're
out and about and doing their thing, and I'm really pleased for them.
And you're out doing your thing again, Paul Rodgers. I know we're running short on time. You're going to be out on tour supporting the Royal Sessions. And your website, you mentioned the Facebook, Paul Rodgers Official. Can they pick up this album on iTunes or anywhere else?
Yeah, they can pick up the album on iTunes, Amazon, and Best Buy. Yeah.
Go out and pick up the Royal Sessions, 10 tracks. It's all Memphis. It was all recorded in Memphis, and what I've heard so far is incredible.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a real joy and pleasure talking with you today, and I hope we can see you out on the road sometime soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Pleasure speaking with you, man.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
I hope you enjoyed this trip into the vault. Went back to 2014 when I talked to Paul Rodgers about his solo album, The Royal Sessions, and the tour that followed. Always a pleasure to have you checking out the podcast each week, Into the Vault. We'll be back next week with something brand new for you, something old that'll be brand new to you. And let everybody know where they can find this podcast, Into the Vault. Thanks for checking it out. I'm Jeff Allen.